Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You gotta understand something here. This music is the glue of the world. It holds it all together. Without this, life would be meaningless.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music.
From Papa Was a Rolling Stone to Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, rock and roll is filled with father figures, both good and bad. I'm Jim DeRogatis from WBEZ and Columbia College.
And I'm Greg Codd from the Chicago Tribune. We pick out the best songs about Dad for Father's Day, and we'll review the new R&B record by Rafael Sadiq. That's coming up on Sound Opinions.
From WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX, you're listening to Sound Opinions.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
That's Father and Son by Cat Stevens, an appropriate song choice for today's show because it's Father's Day coming up and we want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. The only way we know how it's Sound Opinions with some music. In the history of rock and pop music, I think the songs about parents are heavily skewed on the mom side. Most of those are generally positive. If you do a Google search, however, under, let's say, deadbeat dads, you're going to come up with about a million songs.
And let's face it, rock history is lousy with rotten fathers. You know, Joe Jackson, Murray Wilson, John Phillips.
But, you know, we're going to try to redress the balance a little bit on today's show, and we're going to start it off with the patented Sound Opinions coin toss.
Greg, I think it's only fair that on your side of the coin, it should be your dad, Len Cott, and on mine, it's my stepdad, Harry Reynolds, and up in the air, and Harry W. Reynolds comes out on top. That means I get to go first. I'm going to start in 1968, Greg, with a really obscure tune, but a wonderful one. It's called Father's Name is Dad. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
The band was called The Fire. It was one of those psychedelic bands that exploded in the wake of the Beatles' success in the UK. This tune is on the second Rhino Nuggets collection, the one that focuses on the British Empire psychedelia. It went nowhere in its time. This record should have been a hit, but it wasn't. Dave Lambert, who played guitar, keyboards, and sang, went on to form the Straubs, which were a slightly better-known progressive rock band. But this is the song I love, Father's Name is Dad, in part because the melody is just so goofy, the whole idea is goofy, and you gotta love these lyrics. My father's name was Dad. My mother's name was Mum. How can I take the blame for anything I've done? I mean, those are words to live by, I think, for any kid. Here is The Fire on Sound Opinions.
Like the other kids, lift the world of building bricks.
That is The Fire with Father's Name is Dad on Sound Opinions, the first of our Father's Day picks. Greg, what do you got?
Unconventional choice, Jim. I like it. And the next song I'm going to play is somewhat unconventional as well. It is a father celebrating the birth of a son, but basically telling, son, your parents are nuts. And you're probably going to be nuts too, and it's okay. It's a David Bowie song called Kooks from his Hunky Dory record in 1971. This is the birth of the infamous Duncan Zoe Haywood Jones, the kid known as Zoe back in the day, just before Bowie went on his Ziggy Stardust trip. This song, upon the birth of his son, he was inspired because he says, okay, kid, we're not exactly conventional parents here, but we're going to love you anyway. Don't go out picking fights with the bullies and the cads at school, because I don't want to throw any punches. And by the way, even if you are going to school, don't worry about it, because your dad didn't enjoy school, but he turned out okay, and you're going to turn out okay, too. Well, Duncan Bowie Haywood Jones went on to have a very successful career as a film and advertising director, and he celebrated in this great Bowie song, Kooks on Sound Opinions.
Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in a lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. To go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in grow. So take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romance.
That is David Bowie with Kooks on Sound Opinions. Greg, I got another Father's Day classic for you. I was originally going to go with Loretta Lynn's They Don't Make Them Like Daddy Anymore. But if you're thinking about playing the great country vocalist Loretta Lynn and you're playing a song about dad, I mean, okay, maybe it's a little obvious, but Coal Miner's Daughter. That's in the celestial jukebox of the 100 greatest songs ever recorded, period. Number one country hit for Loretta really put her on the map in 1970, recorded in 1969, very different at that time from anything she had done before. She is looking back at growing up dirt poor in Kentucky. Her dad was a coal miner for the Van Leer mines. They were struggling. Daddy loved and raised 8 kids on a miner's pay. There's 2 parts of that that are key. I mean, the sacrifices that needed to be made to raise 8 kids on very little money. And there's that wonderful verse. She talks about in the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the winter, we'd all get a brand new pair when Daddy sold the hog. You know, Dad is always sacrificing for the kids, but he loves them. And she is paying that back. I think often the sacrifices fathers make don't get recognized. You and I are both dads. We know that. Anyway, the great Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter, on Sound Opinions.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light. And everything would start off come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
That was Loretta Lynn with Coal Miner's Daughter. Greg, with shows like this, we like to throw it out to our listeners and have some guest critics come on Sound Opinions, give us their choices. First, we have Roger calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Roger, welcome to Sound Opinions.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Have you got a good Father's Day song for us?
My favorite song about fathers or fatherhood is John Hyatt's Your Dad Did from his Bring the Family album. It was actually kind of the soundtrack of the courtship for my wife and myself. It's kind of been with us all through now as we've become parents. What I love about the song is how it expresses what I like to call a level of parental zen to which we might all aspire. You know, it's just packed with all of these really wry, dead-on observations about marriage and family and aging, you know, gracefully or otherwise. I think it just captures perfectly and very tunefully the kind of bemused detachment that a man needs to be a good father, you know, without losing his identity, his sense of humor, or his mind.
Well, the day was long now, supper's on and thrill is gone, but something's taking place. Yeah, the food is cold and your wife feels old, but all hands fold as the two-year-old says grace. She says, help the starving children to get well. But let my brother's hamster burn in hell. You love your wife and kids just like your dad did. Just like your dad did.
Really all about accepting and embracing the chaos that comes with being a parent.
Great choice. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
We're talking about dad theme songs on Sound Opinions, and next up we've got Jen from Chicago on the line. Jen, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your nomination?
Well, my suggestion is St. Judy's Comet by Paul Simon from the 80s. It's a great song about the joys of fatherhood, but also the challenges of parenting. He's trying to get his kid to go to sleep through many, many choruses of the song.
Yeah, we've all been there, those of us who have had kids, that's for sure.
Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. And though I know you fight me, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast.
So you relate to that in a specific way because of you recollecting your father trying to get you to go to sleep?
Yeah, I have a little more immediate experience with that. My kids are 6 and 2, and so I see my husband putting my kids to sleep all the time, and I think, boy, just one more verse.
I could be mean and make a crack about Paul Simon putting anybody to sleep, but that wouldn't be right. It's Father's Day.
Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies.
St. Judy's Comet from Paul Simon. Fine choice, Jen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it 3 times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so dumb. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the sky? And leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake. Or when you wake awake.
We'll continue honoring Dad on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. And later on, Greg and I will review the latest from soul singer Rafael Sadiq.
Don't play him cheap, 'cause you know he ain't shy. You're doing the money. monkey, a mashed potato, jump back jack, later, alligator, come here, sister. Papa's in the...
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner in fatherhood over there is Greg Kot, and we are honoring dads on the occasion of Father's Day. Greg, have you got another great rock song about dad?
I do, Jim. It's a song from the Grateful Dead, actually, and it's a song that pays tribute to a dad in his last days on the planet. It was written by bassist Phil Lesh with the great lyricist Robert Hunter, and it was the first vocal by Phil Lesh on a Grateful Dead record. It came out on the American Beauty record in 1970. Lesh was driving to the nursing home to visit his dad, who was suffering from terminal cancer. And he was looking for the words to say to his dad. In other words, you know, later in life, we think about this. You know, all through our lives, our parents are the ones dispensing the advice and the wisdom. And in our parents' dying days, sometimes those roles get reversed. The child is speaking to the parent and trying to comfort them in their last days with some sage words of advice or whatever, some wisdom, some comfort. Lesh was looking for that in this song, and Robert Hunter, the lyricist, helped him get there. Box of Rain, he was talking about the planet that we live on and how ephemeral it is, how the fact that, you know, we're here for a very, very short time. We need to make the most of it. When we're gone a long time. And you will be missed, but there is something to look forward to after. A beautiful song, a rare but beautiful and heartfelt Phil Lesh vocal, Box of Rain from the Grateful Dead on Sound Opinions. That is Box of Rain from the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh with a tribute to his dying father in 1970. Jim, have you got another Father's Day song for us?
I do, Greg, and I'm going to zag a little bit here to your zigging. This is a song by The Digits called, simply enough, Dad. Who were the Digits? You know, mid-80s punk rock, originally formed downstate Illinois, University of Illinois, by one Rick Digit, a.k.a. Rick Sims. He was irrepressible, just this bundle of energy. A great songwriter in the garage pop tradition. The second album they put out, Hey Judester, not to be confused with Hey Jude, for Touch and Go Records in 1988. They were just one of the best bands to see from about 87, 88 through the early 90s in Chicago. Never quite got the recognition they deserved, but this song is a classic. Dad, you're my dad. You were so rad. You're gnarly. You rode your Harley. But you know, I really hated it when you hit me with that belt. Typical Rick Sims, tongue in cheek. Here are the Digits with Dad on Sound Opinions. Oh, yeah, the Digits on Sound Opinions with Dad. Greg, what else are you thinking about for Father's Day?
You know, Jim, I'm thinking about that cliche about dads that we talked about at the top of this segment. The whole idea that dad's a deadbeat, dad is, Papa was a Rolling Stone, you know?
He's no good.
He's not going to be around for very long, you know? He's going to leave the family, whereas mom is the one who sort of holds the family together. And this song alludes to that idea. It's called Papa Was a Rodeo by the Magnetic Fields, basically a songwriting vehicle for Stephen Merritt, a very prolific and great songwriter. This particular song appeared on his massive late 90s box set, 69 Songs, a series of love songs. But though Merritt's version is quite good, the version that I'm going to play is, I think, even better. It was covered by Kelly Hogan on a record the next year. Hogan is probably best known as a collaborator and singer with Nico Case. She tours frequently with Case. She's a background vocalist. She's a fantastic vocalist in her own right. But she's done some great work on her solo records and previously with an Atlanta band called the Jody Grind. You really ought to check her out. This is one of her crowning achievements, I think. In this song, Merritt, the songwriter, is talking about the idea of that dad who is a rogue, who's going to be gone the next morning. He's going to love him and leave him, that type of guy. And the song has a nice twist at the end. Despite the fact that the son or daughter, who is the narrator of the song, is saying, you know, my parents had this kind of rogue lifestyle. I'm not so sure I'm going to be able to hang around with you very long. We'll see how it goes. 55 years later, at the end of the song, he's talking to his loved one and saying, you know what? We made it, despite the fact that I had this DNA, these roaming genes in my blood. That's a beautiful twist at the end. Papa Was a Rodeo, the Magnetic Field song, as covered by Kelly Hogan on Sound Opinions.
I like your twisted point of view, Mike. I like your questioning eyebrows. bucket with a beer. Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. I never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know.
That's Papa Was a Rodeo, as sung by Kelly Hogan on Sound Opinions. We're talking about Father's Day songs. Jim and I are going to continue with our picks, but first we've got some more guest critics. Andrew's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. What about a Father's Day song for us?
Well, my choice for Father's Day song is Beginning of a Great Adventure by Lou Reed from the album New York.
Excellent.
I love my dad. I respect him more than anybody else in the world. But you can find a lot of songs for Father's Day talking about dads. This pick is it's about the experience of being a dad, and more specifically, the anticipation of becoming a dad for the first time.
A fact that Lou Reed has never experienced. That's probably a good thing, because could you imagine being Lou Reed's kid?
You know, one of the things I love about this song is how it is sort of opposite from the rest of the album, too. The rest of the album is so kind of mean-spirited and angry, and this song is so, at the end, happy and joyful and full of hope and optimism. I really like that. It seems kind of strange coming out of Lou Reed.
Well, yeah, this is the man who wrote Kill Your Sons.
It might be fun to have a kid that I could kick around, creating my own image like a god. I'd raise my own pole bearers to carry me to the grave, keep me company when I'm a wise and toothless clod. Some gibbering old fool sitting all alone, drooling on his shirt. Some senile old fart playing in the dirt. It might be fun to have a kid I could pass something on to. Something better than rage, pain, anger, and hurt. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. I hope it's true what my wife said to me. She says, Lou, it's the beginning of a great adventure.
Lou Reed in jazz mode, right, yeah. Andrew?
That's right. That song, to me, it's just got so much humor and charm. It's such a nice little sidelight to the rest of that album. It's almost conversational, but it's still very witty and very carefully scripted. He gets his snarl in the middle, talking about redneck lunatics with mutant inbred piglets. But by the end of it, it's just so beautiful. He says, I hope it's true what my wife said to me. It's the beginning of a great adventure.
The always charming Lou Reed and the always charming Andrew from Indiana. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Greg, let's talk to one last listener. Erin is in San Francisco. Hello, Erin.
Hi, guys.
Have you got a good song for Dad on this auspicious holiday?
I think I do. My dad used to sing Daddy's Home by Shep and the Limelights every time he came home. He'd walk in the door. He only knew the chorus, I think, though. He was in the Navy and was traveling all the time. And when he'd come home from being on cruise and he'd be in his uniform, he'd walk through the door and sing Daddy's Home over and over.
Wow. You didn't know the song, right?
No. I thought that was his song. He just made it up, especially since there were so few lyrics in his version.
And then later on, did you go back and track down the original?
Yeah, I was at one of those cheesy 50s diners with a bunch of friends when I was 13 or so, and all of a sudden it starts playing, and I looked over on the jukebox, and for a second I thought, how did my dad get his song on this jukebox?
My dad was in Shep and the Limelights?
He sounds great. But then, of course, I realized he was doing a cover version, and I think it was covered a bunch of times.
Well, let's hear the original. Let's hear Shep and the Limelights on Sound Opinions.
You're my love. You're my angel. You're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently.
Your dad sounds great, Aaron, gotta say.
Yeah, he's a pretty neat guy.
Daddy's Home from Shep and the Limelights. Fine choice, Aaron. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home.
If you want to share your favorite songs about Dad or comment on anything in the rock and roll world, call 888-859-1800. You can also email us at interact@soundopinions.org or connect to us on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to be back in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX with our final Father's Day tracks and review of the new album by R&B artist Rafael Sadiq.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. Greg Cott and I have been talking about great songs about Dad on the occasion of Father's Day, and we're going to wrap this up with one more pick each. Greg, I can't think of a better song about Dad than this one, although it wasn't really written specifically about a father. In 1970, Neil Young is in the first flush of success in his career. He purchases a ranch in Northern California, the Broken Arrow Ranch, where he lives to this day, for $350,000. He is touring it for the first time. There was a older caretaker couple that lived there, and they went to the top of the mountain overlooking all of the land in this guy's Jeep, and Young turns to the guy and says, "Wow, you know, it's an amazing place." And he said, "How did you afford this, kid?" And he said, I'm really just lucky. And he said he wanted to repay that guy, and he went and wrote this song, Old Man. Now, you know, we sometimes get guff for having a couple of go-to artists whenever we're talking about rock classics. But really, if you put me on the spot and say the best song ever written in rock history about a father, I would say this song, even though it wasn't. I mean, what a sentiment. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Mm. You know, the kindness there, the bridging of experiences of generations, love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. You always come back to Dad, right? And he is always happy to see you, no matter where you've gone in your life. Here is Neil Young with Old Man on Sound Opinions.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. My life, 24, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Old Man from Neil Young, a classic, no doubt about it, Jim. We're going to wrap up our Father's Day discussion here, and I wanted to play a song that I might get some guff for. You know, it's overly sentimental, it's gushy, I don't care. I love it to death. It always brings a tear to my eye. Every time I hear this song,
Patches?
It gets to me.
Are you going for Patches?
Yeah, Patches by Clarence Carter would have been in there. You know, Lulu's to Sir with Love, same kind of song, same sentimental value, you know, real heart tuggers. This is the best of them all as far as I'm concerned. It's a song called Color Him Father by a soul group called the Winstons that came out in 1969. The lead singer was also the writer of this song, one Richard Lewis Spencer. They had a few hits in that era, and they went on to record with Curtis Mayfield's Cartoon label in Chicago, but they were a Washington, D.C. group writing and singing the song at the height of the Vietnam War, and that sort of adds some poignance to the song. The subject of the song is a stepfather, not often treated the best in popular music. I mean, the stepfather is always seen as kind of the outsider, perhaps the guy who didn't love me as much as my quote-unquote real father, etc. In this case, the stepfather is a hero. He marries a widow who lost her husband in the Vietnam War. I mean, the war is raging at this time. And she's got 7 kids. This guy comes in and raises them like they were his own. So it's a beautiful song written from the perspective of one of the sons in that family, one of the stepsons of this stepfather, saying, you know what, you stepped into our lives, you made a difference in every one of my lives. I can see it in my mother's eyes. I can see it in my own life. Thanks for being who you are. Color and Father, beautiful song by the Winstons on Sound Opinions.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man Father.
Color him Father.
I think I'll color him Love.
Color him Love.
Said I'm gonna color him Father.
Color him Father.
I think I'll color the man Love. Yes, I will.
Color him Father.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him Father.
Color him Father.
I'm gonna color him Love. I've got to color him Father.
Color him Father.
I think I'll color this man Love.
That's Color Him Father from the Winstons, a 1969 classic on Sound Opinions. That wraps up our discussion about great Father's Day songs. If you want to look them all up, you can go to soundopinions.org. Rafael Sadiq with a new album called Stone Rollin'. That's a song called Heart Attack on Sound Opinions. Rafael Sadiq, 45-year-old R&B artist, has had a long career in the business. He was born Charles Ray Wiggins in Oakland, California in 1966 and formed a group with his brother and cousin called Tony 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 that had a number of hits from the late 80s through the mid-90s. Their 4 albums included Sons of Soul in 1993, which is a multi-million seller. Then he went on to form the group Lucy Pearl with members of En Vogue and A Tribe Called Quest. Continues to have a very successful career as a producer. People like Joss Stone, D'Angelo, TLC, Mary J. Blige, John Legend all have worked with Sadiq in the last decade, and he's had a successful solo career. Stone Rollin' is the 4th studio album from Rafael Sadiq, and here's a track from it, Daydreams on Sound Opinions.
Have you ever wanted to buy someone you love something but you couldn't afford it, but you just bought it anyway? You know how that go. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford. Cause I'm living on daydreams. Gonna buy me something I can't afford. When the price ain't right and everything ain't looking right, but you still want it all. This line is long, but still I ponder. This here check won't last till October, but nothing's more special than bringing my gift to you. I'm living on daydreams. Gonna buy me something I can't afford. Living on daydreams.
something I can't afford. When the sun goes out, I find myself spending money on foolish necessities. This woman I got is worth a lot for me. She sure hit the spot. Nothing more special than bringing them gifts to you. Ooh, I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford. Yes, I'm living on daydreams. I'm gonna buy me something I can't afford. Take it home, take it home.
That was Daydreams by Raphael Sadiq from his new one, Stone Rollin'. Greg, I love the kind of Ray Charles groove in there. I love the whole vibe of the song and the album. I even love Robert Randolph playing pedal steel guitar on that song. If you wanted to knock Raphael Sadiq, there are two ways to do it. Number one, he has never made any bones about wanting to live in the past. He is devoted to the soul and R&B sounds of the 50s and 60s. You know, one of the Tony albums was called The Revival. Mm-hmm. He hasn't hid that. What elevates him from being Lenny Kravitz and having it just be shtick? I think it's the chops, the talent, the songwriting. Number two, he's not a very strong vocalist, but this album is so lush and wonderful in its sounds, so gritty in the little bit of rock drive that he brings to the soul grooves. This is a more upbeat album than he's given us in his solo career in the past, I think, especially when he's aping the Isley Brothers on that song Radio. Mm-hmm. It's that turning point where R&B becomes rock and roll.
I told her I had a girl that meant the world to me. She just looked me up and down, wrote her name on me. Started pulling off her dress, started licking on my chest. I tried to move away.
It's a wonderful record. It's a great party record. It makes me happy. It's a buy it on our Buy It, Burn It, Trash It scale.
Well, I agree, Jim. I've always respected Sadiq. I've always liked his instincts. I've liked a lot of the same music that he does. But on this album, I love Raphael Sadiq. I really think this is the crowning achievement of his career so far. Another gear he's hit here. For a couple of reasons. You mentioned his voice. I've liked his voice. It's maybe somewhat limited. He's kind of in the higher register. He always projects to me in a sense of enthusiasm about anything that he's doing. He means it sincerely. And, you know, you talk about the difference between retro and classic. I think he's on the right side of that divide. There's one thing to be sort of a nostalgia artist. On this record, I think he's just making classic R&B. And why? Because I think he sounds like he's falling in love with this music when he makes it. This is sincerely made music, and you can hear it, not only in those driving tempos, but in the joy in the vocals. And there's a couple of tracks on here that really turned me around. He sort of deconstructed soul a little bit in Over You and Go to Hell. I'm thinking about what somebody like LCD Sound System or David Bowie might have done as soul appreciators. Kind of made them fresh, almost avant-garde in some ways in the way he's arranged those sounds.
Yeah, or a little bit of Gnarls Barkley or Big Boy.
It's wonderful stuff. It's a buy it record all the way for me as well.
So a very enthusiastic double buy it for Raphael Sadiq. What do we have on the show next week, Greg?
Next week, Jim, we've got an in-studio visit from Arcade Fire, fresh off their Grammy Album of the Year award.
Greg, as always, we have some thank yous to say on the way out. Sound Opinions is produced by our ace team of Robin, Lynn, and Jason Saldana. And our executive producer, our fearless leader, the dad of our show, really, is Tori Southside Malatia.
On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
Come on and answer your phone, girl. Answer your phone. Pick up the receiver. I know that you're at home.
New messages.
This is Laura from the Chicago suburbs. I'm calling to say that I loved the Riot Girl show, but someone else called in a week or two ago. I think her name was Rachel. She said she was offended that you guys didn't cover more of the history of women and music and other feminist artists, and I agree that more could have been discussed, but let's be realistic. Covering every female musician in 1 hour is just not possible. To me, it was more of an introduction to Riot Girl. I had very limited knowledge of Riot Girl prior to listening to the show, so Hearing you both talk with Sarah Marcus about the core Riot Girl bands, it inspired me to go pick up her book, and since I've discovered a ton of great new music, which I'm very thankful for. So even though you didn't talk about it all, you opened up the door, and that is what I love about your show.
Guys, this is Dave from New York. About a year ago, I sent you an email begging you to do a Sound Opinions episode dedicated to Double Nickels on the Dime, and I couldn't believe it when you did it. It was fantastic. That album changed my life 30 years ago. I've never stopped listening to it, and it was great to hear Mike Watt and you talk about it. So many thanks. I really appreciate it. Bye.
I'll buy a camera, take a shutter speed. My necks are not to be at the end. Close my head, rolls again. Trapped in your stare, voices fly at me.
Hi, my name is Saul. I'm calling from Philadelphia. In commenting on the recent passing of Gil Scott-Heron, while I don't deny his influence on modern hip-hop as we know it, the other aspect of his music actually was his balladry. In fact, with songs like Pieces of a Man, he, along with Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye, definitely helped lay the foundation for now what would be called the Quiet Storm format of radio. As always, I enjoy listening to your show, and Jim and Craig, keep up the good work. Thank you.
But she didn't know what she was doing. She could hardly understand. That she was really sweeping up pieces of a man.
Someone's got it in for me. They're planting stories in the press. Whoever it is, I wish they cut it out quick. But when they will, I can only guess.
Hi, guys. This is Bart from Ann Arbor. I've been listening with joy to your three-part Dylan retrospective. I think it's just fantastic. The one thing I wish we could have hit on, and I know in the interest of time it was hard to do, but the mid-70s were just such an amazing peak in his career, and I'm looking in particular at Desire and Blood on the Tracks. There was a kind of clarity in the lyrics, and the band was just as good as they could possibly be, and each song is just this huge, huge, sweeping cinematic masterpiece, and I'd like to look in particular at Idiot Wind, which is sort of a combination of sort of the best of his great love songs and also kind of a gangster movie twist to it. It's just a fantastic achievement. Anyway, guys, I really got a lot out of the three-part series, and thanks again. Bye-bye.
I couldn't believe after all these years you didn't know me any better than that, sweet lady.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.